Billionaire Cokes, Shutdown is Golden Opportunity for Amnesty for Legals. By John Binder on January 18, 2019. The pro-mass immigration Koch brothers network a billionaire. Donor class organizations is asking Congress to seize upon the government shutdown to pass a permanent amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. In a letter to congressional leaders, as well as President Trump, the Koch-funded Americans for Prosperity, the Libre Initiative, and Freedom Partners organizations say the shutdown of the federal government provides a golden opportunity to provide amnesty to at least 3.5 million illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. The letter states, "As members come together in support of such a deal, it is essential that lawmakers work to ensure that provisions related to the Dreamers provide permanent relief, not a short-term, band-aid solution. Right now, families, businesses, and communities face ongoing uncertainty because Dreamers do not know what their futures hold. Impacts that affect all of us and go well beyond the immigrant community. A temporary fix would do nothing to provide that certainty. Lawmakers have a golden opportunity to solve this challenge permanently. And any legislation approved by Congress should pass this critical test." Emphasis added. Additionally, while some may seek to broaden this legislation, "we encourage you to seize this opportunity and focus on certainty and security. We agree that our immigration system has many challenges, from both the legal immigration and enforcement sides. We are committed to working with others to solve those challenges. But members should not let these other challenges stand in the way of the opportunity in front of them right now." Emphasis added. The Koch organizations object to an amnesty plan crafted by six Republican senators that tied about $5.7 billion in border wall funding to a temporary amnesty work permits for anywhere between 1.2 and 3.5 million DACA-enrolled and DACA-eligible illegal aliens, as well as the roughly 325,000 TPS foreign nationals. As Breitbart News described, the amnesty plan, led by Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, failed amid public pressure and backlash from Trump. While the billionaires' Kochs continue pushing for an amnesty for illegal aliens, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has taken the same steps to lobby Republicans and Democrats to pass amnesty. Corporate interests and the big business lobby have the most to gain from granting amnesty to DACA illegal aliens, as legalizing millions of low-skilled foreign workers would drag down wages for Americans, drive up profit margins for corporations, and leave U.S. taxpayers with the costs. Additionally, about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. The chain migration inflow from a DACA amnesty has the potential to reach 9 million foreign nationals arriving in the country, as every 2 newly naturalized citizens bring about 7 foreign relatives to the U.S. with them. This is possibly 9 million additional foreign nationals who would be admitted to the country, in addition to the 1.5 million illegal and legal immigrants that arrive annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.